Good morning, everyone. Today we will be wrapping up 1 Peter, and we'll be reading 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 14. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother as I regard him, I have written briefly to you, exhorting and declaring that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with the kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. So this passage, as I mentioned, is wrapping up 1 Peter, and it's basically covering his final exhortations to his readers. And what are these final exhortations? First, Peter says to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. This links to yesterday's passage about being humble under the instruction of elders, right? Those who are in the flock of God ought to humbly follow their elders. And ultimately, though, we humbly follow God. We humbly submit ourselves to the mighty hand of God, because he's the one that we are ultimately under. He is our Lord and Master, and so we ought to humbly follow him. But his mighty hand is a caring hand. We humble ourselves under our lordship, but we also cast our worries on him because he's a caring authority. We don't humbly follow the mighty hand of God out of fear, but it's out of protection, out of our own security, because he's the one who watches over us. It's almost contradictory. You think it should be like, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God because otherwise you will be smited. No, our God is a loving God who cares for us. He uses his mighty hand not to smite us, but to bless us and to care for us. And second, Peter says to be sober-minded and watchful. There was a similar encouragement that we read a few days ago, that we should be focused, you know, sober-minded, so that we can pray. But here, we are called to be sober-minded and watchful, meaning we should be careful, because the reality is there is an enemy who wants to devour you, to devour me, to devour all of us who follow Christ. And he will consume us if we are not careful. And you know that this enemy is the devil. And so watch yourself. Watch your temptations. Don't let the enemy get a foothold in your life. Be careful. Don't just, you know, follow your impulses. Don't just, you know, do whatever seems good. Be thoughtful. Be careful. But there's hope. We can resist the enemy because we have the support from others who are going through similar struggles, as it says in this passage. You know, there are others who are going through the same kinds of suffering. And I remember the first time I read this passage when I was a young Christian, I used to think that I was all alone in my struggles, that I was the only one who dealt with these different things, that every other Christian was good and perfect and followed Jesus without any, you know, without any difficulty. But when I read this passage, I realized actually, yeah, like, you know, there are others who are going through similar struggles as me. You know, God spoke to me through this verse to give me comfort that I was not alone. And that actually gave me more encouragement to fight the schemes of the enemy. Because when you feel alone, when you feel like you're the only one struggling, then you sort of fall into this cycle of defeat. But knowing there are others gave me the confidence, well, one, to share with others, and two, to know that there is hope. That's how we can resist the enemy, knowing that we have the encouragement and the accountability with others. And Peter ends this series of exhortations by encouraging us that as we endure, God himself will be the one who will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish us in his eternal glory. That's our hope. We endure because we've been saying this a lot the past few days. We know there's an end point, God's eternal glory. So Peter is ending this letter, and remember, he's writing to a people who are facing persecution. They're suffering, real pain because of the hardships of facing Christ, the people who oppose them. They could endure, and likewise we endure, because God cares for us. We can cast all our anxieties on him. He listens. He supports us. And not just God, we also have the support of a community who are going through the same struggles. And after it all, as we endure together, as we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, knowing that he cares for us, we have the hope of life eternal with our God and King in his kingdom. And so let's remember, what Peter wrote in this book, that though there are difficulties in this life as we follow Jesus, we have the hope of Christ, the living hope, who came for us and is making a way for us and will protect us and comfort us. He will restore, confirm, establish us in his eternal glory. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, God, for this word that we read this morning, Lord. Thank you for the encouragement that we are under your mighty hand, God, a hand that cares for us and blesses us, Lord. Though there is an enemy who is prowling around trying to devour us, we know that, Lord, we can resist them because, one, we're under your care, and two, Lord, we have the support of others who are going through the same kinds of struggles, God. So, Lord, won't you encourage us to fight, to keep on fighting the good fight of faith, Lord God, to endure, because, Lord, we have the hope of eternal glory, Lord. So we bless you, God. We thank you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.